You ever have a running back with blisters on his feet?
Yeah, it happens. You know, it happens. I know it's painful for him, and he doesn't want it to happen, but it has happened, and we just got to get back on the field.
Seriously, I mean, you want everybody to practice, but with the workload he's getting, he's not the biggest guy in the world. How is there some benefit to him maybe not taking a day off from practice here and there?
You know, with a guy like Jamal, if he can do our walkthroughs in the morning, if he can do some individual work in the afternoon on a Wednesday or Thursday, and be mentally sharp on Sunday, then you can kind of get away with that. And a lot of your veteran guys are in a position to, now as you get deeper into the season, are going to have to do that. One, it rests them for Sunday. Two, it gets your backup guy a little more reps during the week. And the only downside is, are you ready to play on Sunday? And only that individual can answer that.
Is he going to practice this afternoon?
He should, yeah. He should be out here and still practicing and taking some reps.
So he did the walkthrough again?
He did the walkthrough again today.
Did you guys ever do that in Philly with anybody, McCoy or any of
you? We did. You know, there were times when, LaShawn might be nicked up, Brent Celek might be nicked up. We've even done it with Mike Vick at times, and so it's something that, again, as it occurs midway through the season and deeper into the year, it's going to happen more and more.
Doug, do you think you'd be 4-0 without the mobility of Alex Smith back there?
I don't know if, 4-0 and 4-2-2. Alex has definitely produced and done a nice job with his legs running and knowing when to run, knowing when to take off, and obviously knowing when to get down. So nothing's designed for him to scramble. It just happens to kind of come out that way during the game.
I mean, there's five teams that are undefeated. Three of them have mobile quarterbacks, and the other have Tom Brady and Peyton Manning. So, I mean, his mobility and not even scrambling, but just being able to get away and throw it away. I mean, it just seems like without that,
it might be a different story. Yeah, he, like I said, he's done a nice job with his legs. He's picked up some key first downs. He actually put us in a great third and or a fourth and four that eventually gave us a first down on a special teams defensive penalty, actually. So he's done a really good job, He knows where the sticks are. When you see him diving forward or taking that hit, he knows exactly where the first down marker is, and then again, he knows when to throw it away and also slide and protect himself.
Has there been any effort to try to get the ball to Dwayne Bowe a little bit more, to try to change maybe what you guys are doing to try to get him the ball?
You know, we've targeted Dwayne quite a bit. Defensive personnel has dictated that maybe we go somewhere else with the football. It's not the fact that we don't dial his number up, because we do it a lot. And defenses are aware of where 82 is on the field. He knows, they know he's one of our more explosive guys. So we're going to continue doing what we're doing with Dwayne. We're moving him around. If you notice, we're putting him in different positions and allowing him to be as explosive as possible.
Coach Reed said yesterday that he was amazed by how good of an attitude Dwayne Bowe has. I mean, that's not typically – I mean, you can understand why somebody would be frustrated when he doesn't get the ball as much as he's used to.
But when you're 4-0 –
yeah,
it's okay. And Dwayne understands that. He's such a team player, and if someone else can benefit from him being doubled, then he's going to keep doing what he's doing. And he loves to compete, and we're still going to dial his number up, and when it's there, we're going to take it. If not, then we go somewhere else with the ball.
Are you optimistic for Osano this week?
I am. I'm really looking forward to seeing where he's at through practice and then on into the weekend. But, looking forward to possibly having
him. You were very confident in the other two guys kind of stepping up, and they really showed it last week.
Yeah, Sean and Kevin have done a tremendous job here in the last couple of weeks. And Sean, as you saw, is a very tough competitor. Made some big plays for us. Kevin made some big plays for us this past weekend. And so, 100% confidence in both of those guys if we have to go forward that way.
Couple more guys.
When you got the job and you knew the personnel you'd be working with, and you trade for Alex Smith, you obviously have seen those guys. But then when you get them in practice and you've had a couple games in your belt, you think, wow, okay, we this really is something special, and we can do more with Jamal, and we can do more with Alex than maybe what you thought?
Yeah, a guy like Jamal, leading the league in first downs as a runner, as a pass catcher, I mean, that's an explosive weapon. And, once you get into these games like this, you really understand more about your personnel. And being able to take 22 Dexter and move him around a little bit and do some things with him and move Dwayne around a little bit and Jamal and some of our guys. So, it's still a work in progress. We're not set by no means. Each week it can be a little bit different. But there's a lot of potential and excited to see where this thing can end up.
I know a ton of things dictate play calls.
But when you have a number one receiver, safe to say you try to make him a primary read half the time, more than that?
It's hard to say because this offense is not necessarily predicated on going to one specific guy. I mean, this offense has been a spread-the-ball offense, and hopefully at the end of the day you look at that stat sheet and you got 9, 10, 11 guys touching the football, you know, so you can't just target one guy. And that's the – I think that's the beauty of having the flexibility that we have on offense to be able to take a guy like Jamal or Dexter or a Dwayne, Donnie, move these guys around a little bit. And, you know, it's a matchup game. We all know it's a matchup football game, and we're trying to put our guys in the best possible situation.
Doug, you've got, I think, four of your starting offensive linemen on the injury report this week, and one of the fifth guy is just coming off of it. He's got the shoulder. Where is that in your list of concerns? Or except in the case of Fisher, these guys can all be ready, and they just need to, you know, they just need to learn to play with these things.
You know? It's the bottom line, you just got to learn play with some injury and some pain, and again, it goes back to as we get deeper into the season, guys are going to get nicked up, and you know, we have to be, as a staff and myself, we have to be conscious of that and give them plenty of rest during the week so that they can be at their top on Sunday.